There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to look at some of the news stories, the headline stories today in a few moments. First of all, though, let's welcome Hassan Hariri from Dubai Astronomy Group, who I think should be on the line with us. Hassan, it's been a little while since we've spoken to you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Very good to have you back. You know, last night, around about 6:45, we were on air here and lots of texts were coming in from people claiming to have seen a green light in the sky. So the first couple we put off as, you know, being crank texts and ignored them. And then there was a rash of things coming in. So we thought we need to talk to you to find out what it was.
Thank you. Actually, we also got some of the calls inquiring about the same thing. Actually, we did not see any images till now received by us. So my comment will be very open kind of concept. I'm going to give you the proposed suggestions of what could be that thing.
Right.
So the first idea says that it could be meteor. Which is burned in the sky and it's falling down gradually.
Right.
And that's comprised with some of the reports which was telling me that the thing was coming down, but with a slow speed. Right. So if it was exactly like that, then it would be a meteor, which is coming in the quadrantide meteor shower, which is running these days in a low profile because it's picked up on the 3rd and the 4th of January.
Right.
So that's first explanation.
Okay.
The second explanation says it might be one of the rockets, when rockets going to the space, they sometimes they ignite their last stages on the upper atmosphere, which is in the ionosphere, and when they blast out the material, which is the exhaust of the rocket, it comes up with a burning that matter, which is the fuel, and the fuel ionize in the atmosphere and create some sort of bluish, sometimes greenish effect. If people can Google on the website, they can just Google for rocket Atlas V rocket gas out. So that can showcase some of the pictures which could be similar to that. So this is the second explanation.
Okay.
The third explanation would be that some atmospheric event happening on the top, like, for example, sometime discharge of solar radiation, which reaches to the Earth atmosphere, it ionizes the upper layers of it. And sometimes, due to some turbulence, that could happen more kind of extra phenomenal kind of things can be looked at.
Okay.
And there is also a chance of the fourth explanation, but that happens only if we have a big thunderstorm. And we are looking at the thunderstorm while the bolts of the lights are coming down. Exactly the same time on the upper ward of the thunderstorm, there will be something they call it spirits. It will be going upward, reddish, greenish in color sometime. So this is another phenomenon which happens in the upper atmosphere, as we see. So that's the four different types of scenario we have in our hand to look for what happened yesterday.
I didn't realize it was going to be four different possibilities of different phenomena, some natural, some not. The pictures, however, are really dramatic, really bright green, aren't they?
Okay, can you send us the picture? We can analyze it better, because I'm asking from the morning the guys to send me some pictures.
All I've seen are pictures on the internet. Whether they've been doctored or not is another thing, I suppose, but it was clearly an event. If you had to make a judgment call, what would you think it would have been of those four?
Well, I will go for the first one, as exactly the sequence goes. Yeah. If it is, let's analyze it very scientifically. Okay. If the thing was falling downward and it's heading down, definitely what's coming from the top down, it's meteors most of the times. So that would be very common thing because it is we are in the season of the meteors. So that's the first explanation and a very simple explanation.
Okay.
The second could be that the Americans or any other countries or Guyana, for example, French or ESA, they have launched the rocket. And while the last stage was launching, it delayed somewhere, so it came all over our heads, and then it been fired on the upper atmosphere. So that things came out, and we saw what we saw yesterday.
Okay.
So this is a second very high probability that could happen.
Okay, so one of those two seems likely. Well, it's good to kind of clear up, or at least partly clear up what it was. Clearly, people saw something last night. Just while you're there, I know you're a busy man, Hassan, but I did want to mention at the Astronomy Group, you have a new building in Mushrif Park, and I know we've talked a number of times over the last few years on this program, but this is now something that's open to the public to visit, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. We have our new center is opened its doors now. We are receiving the people. We are soft launching the facility by 31st of January. We have a special event, which is the supermoon plus the lunar eclipse. So everybody is welcome to join us and observe with us and enjoy our new building with a new facility of astronomy like no other in the Arab world.
Okay,
this is one of the best kind of ventures you would love to give yourself and your children to look at the stars with our telescopes and equipment which we have here, the exhibits, the museum, we have astro cinema, we have astronomy shop, we have astronomy library, lots of things. And astronomy park, definitely, in a very beautiful location, which is inside the Mushrif Park, inside the heart of Dubai.
And Hassan, what are the next sightings we should be looking out for?
Yep, the lunar eclipse by 31st of the January. That will be one of the best lunar eclipses which we can observe from this vicinity, and it doesn't require lots of things. You just go outside and look at the moon while it's rising, and it will be eclipsed. And as it goes on the way, it will come up from the eclipse, and it will be the supermoon. So two events at one shot.
Nice to hear. So I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you around about the 31st of January, Hassan.
Welcome. We welcome all of your teams to come down here and make good coverage on that.
Great news. Well, the new Centre for Dubai Astronomy Group is in a spanking new building in Mushrif Park, open to the public. Hassan Hariri is from Dubai Astronomy Group. Always great to talk to you, Hassan. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.